Kumlenna block the murder up to Tessim and Aleph. So far we learned, according to the way we learned till now, was that the order of the psukim and the tate of how who yashins and the flow chart is not necessarily in order. And she'eda hakarve love, she'eda is referring to his father, and it obviously doesn't belong there because the father can't be receiving after the uncle, so we bring it forward. So how do you know you don't bring it all the way forward? Because it says hakarve love, closest to the next of kin is the one who's first, so the children are the closest. Because they stopped, they prevented the yibum, and then comes the father, and then comes the siblings. However, there's another tana. It says the gemara, the high tana, but the following tana, ma'isele mahocha. He learns about the father from another. He holds she'eda is not referring to the father at all. Like Moshe said a few days ago, that she'eda means the wife, as we'll soon see. He's not the father, so where do you know the father from? The Tanya learned, Ezu Dodesh Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Yisi Dashin. It says in the Pasik, Ish Ki Yomu, the person dies, Uven Ainley has no son. The Pasik says, what do you do? Vahavartim is Nachalose Lebita. What's this of Havartim? Havartim means you're passing over somebody else to give it to the daughter. Who are you passing over? That's what I'm going to say. We're passing over the father to give to the daughter, but then after the daughter goes the father. So from the word "vavartim," we learn not the father. The mokum bas atemav nachem and other. There's a daughter around, then you bypass the father. But if there's no daughter, then no longer have arta. Then the father gets before the brothers, the siblings. Maybe since father's not mentioned the pasuk, so maybe vahavartim means that instead of the brothers getting first, vahavartim, you pass over the siblings to give it to the daughter. Pashut, read the pasuk in order. The next pasuk says, part of the pasuk says, if the daughter is no daughter, you give it to the siblings. So vahavartim means, but if the daughter is around, don't give it to the siblings, give it to the daughter. If there's a daughter, you bypass the sibling, give it to the daughter. But when it comes to the father, that maybe the father, maybe the father gets even before the daughter. Not that it says that in the pasuk, but how do you know which way to learn? How do you know where to insert the father? Maybe the father gets after the son goes the father, then the daughter. Or what? Yeah, so maybe the good order is son, father, daughter. I just have vartim nachlose, and the bitter get the heads of the brothers. So the Gemara, if so, in kema nichem alach vartim, you don't even have vartim then. If it were just said the nasan the bitter, and then you said the siblings, so then we would know that the daughter gets before the siblings. What's the havartim? If you think the main thing about vartim is that the daughter gets before the siblings. There's no reason about him, just the order of the pasuk itself. The pasuk is order itself, the daughter gets first. So now we have two opinions, whether we learn the father. So the daughter gets before the father, or we learn from she'eda. Says the Gemara, the man in Avklim Avartim, the one who learns from Avartim, hi she'eda my ovile, what does he do with she'eda? You know what he does it for? Look at the time we learn that she'eda izu ishta. You know what she'eda is referring to? She'eda, for the she'eda hakar love to his wife. Now, it's what do mean to his wife? It's from his wife. We're trying to say that a husband yashins his wife. The pasuk says that if there's no uncles, then unasatim is nachalase le she'eda hakar love. You should give it to the she'eda. The wife doesn't yashin the husband. So what do you mean? What do you mean the she'eda is wife? So it's goyidin umasifin. We take off the letters, and it's not as if it says le she'eda, but mish'eda. That is if he gets from his wife. And therefore, that's what the she'eda is. He's getting from his wife. And we know the she'eda because the she'eda ksusay nasa. You know, so the she'eda is married to relations.
if that's the mashmos of the word she'eda, why do we use the terminology referring to relatives of she'er b'sori?
Because it's through marriage.
Closeness,
intimate.
Filial closeness.
Yeah, but it's when you say that, it means.
What do you mean? First of all, the Gemara a minute ago said that she'eda means the father. Yeah. It means any relative. Sometimes she'eda, which we'll see in a minute, she'eda means the mother. See what it's like. For the mother, the Gitani we learn, she'eda is the Ishtim Melamed, Shabbal Yedish, the Ishtim we learn from here, that a husband yashins his wife, and we have a machlekis of Yerushal Baal Mateda with the Rabbanon, and here we're learning Yerushal Baal Mateda. Ulamanda Nafkalim Misha'eda, the one who learns that a father. She'eda is referring to the father. Haiva Vartamai Vavidle. So what does that mean bypassing? If we learn Shaydi for father, and Hakarav Elav tells you that the son and daughter get first, because Kulum Yeshiv El Mokshen Le Belabas, so what do you have Avartah for? So the Gemara, Boy Leiki Netanya, you know what you have Avartah for? Rebbe, Omer Rebbe says, Rekula Nembem in the sin, every time there's a Yerusha, there's always you're giving something. Rekan Nembem Ben Havara, why punk with this angle of Yerusha by a Bas that says Vavartah? Because that's what a Bas does. She steals away the estate from one shevet and brings it into another shevet. Because if it remains the men, all the men are from the same shevet. But a girl, let's say her father's from one shevet, her mother's from another shevet. When her father dies and there's no sons, so where does it end up the estate? With her. And then
she goes back to her father's family.
No. But then she marries another man. Yeah, then it goes to her to now her new husband with some different shevet. That's what Rebbe says. She ain't loch shema the nachlam a shevet l'shevet elabas only daughter. Why? Hoylu b'no abayla yoshin oisa. Her children, her males yashin her. And so, what do we see from here? This is what we had in the Teda till the end of Matas. Yes. So Bnei Menashe are all worried they're going to lose everything out, and this is an amazing thing that the Teda says a whole parsha there, but you're not allowed to do. That you only have to marry your own. And then 30 years later, they cancel it. Sorry? Only one door, yeah. Says the Gemara, Umemai de She'er is a. Oh, so you decided that She'er. That She'er means. You, the first Tan, said that She'er, you should give it to the She'er HaKor of Elov. You said She'er means the father, maybe She'er means the mother. It says that if you by Arayis, it says we just had it that you shouldn't be Megala, the sister of your father. Because She'ed Avicha, who so we see She'ed means father. We also find in the very same parasha, Aim She'ed is who Aim. The Chesiv it says over there that the sister of your mother don't have relations with. Because She'ed Imchi, it's a She'ed of your mother. So we see the She'ed can mean either your father or your mother. So why did the first time decide that the father is the one who yashens the children? After the grandchildren, the children. If there's no grandchildren, the mother should yose yashin. Amar Rav, Amar Krav. We have another pasuk that tells us clearly it remains in the hands of the males. It says mimishpachtoi. It says she'ed akor v'lov mimishpachtoi, his mishpacha. And then it says v'yorash oisoni yashin mishpachas of kru mishpacha. What does he call me? That the male side of the family is a family. Mishpachas ei meini kru mishpacha, but the mother side of the family is not called a family. The chesiv it says we also had it. It says in the pasuk the mishpachaisam when they were counting the eating in the midbar. It says the mishpachaisam the base avoisam. So he calls me. It's the father. Says the gemara mishpachas ei meini kru mishpacha. You want to tell me so what? The mother side of the family hates kru mishpacha. We have the story of Pesel Micha. So Micha brought this Avodah Zarah with him. He says it came from Avodah. Moshe Ben's one who saved the guy. He brought this Avodah Zarah with him. And then he was very happy when one day, suddenly a Levi, somebody from the tribe of Levi came by, who was more than happy to proffer his work. It happens to be, we'll see in a minute who that person was, who this Levi was who came to help. He now be Beis Lechem Yehuda. There's a youngster from Beis Lechem Yehuda. Mimishpach is Yehuda. He came from the family of Yehuda, right? He came from the family of Yehuda. And says, but who Levi? How could it be a Levi come from the family of Yehuda? Obviously, his mother's side is from Yehuda. His father's side is from Levi. Now we see from here clearly like what? That the mother's side is called Mishpacha. Ugarshami lived there. So that's the most question. Freddy Gemara, let's forget that for a second. Haguvakash doesn't make sense. Amrit, you tell me that, but who Levi, that he's a Levi? Alma Malevi, Asi, comes a Levi. Mishpach is Yehuda, Alma Yehuda Asi. So, how could it be? Is Yehuda or Levi? You're going to have to say, El Alav, you have to settle. Davo Malevi, his father's from Levi. If he is an acting Levi, he can only be if it's a father, because that goes out, it's paternal. Oh, but the Imam is Yehuda, but his mother comes from Yehuda. Ukama, yet the father Mishpach is Yehuda. Not only, he's also Mishpach, but this is like the main Mishpach. Omar, Rava, Barab Chanan, you don't slap shot the pasuk. Not that he's from Shevet Levi. His name was Levi. Like Gavro de Shmei Levi. He's an Eid by the name of Levi. He was all excited. Eid Levi, but came from the family of Yehuda.
In other words, in Arabic, the Torah says Levi, it's actually meaning Shmei Levi.
That's right. Name. That's his name, yeah, Levi.
That's his
Levi. That's it. Said the Gemara, Yehachi would say, Heinu de Kama Micha, if he was a guy from Yehuda, and his name was Levi, what was the guy from Micha so excited about then? He was excited they had a real Levi who's entitled to serve in the Mishkan. Is now serving by him, so he can go ahead out there and say, you see, I'm genuine, I'm legit. If it's a guy from Shevet Yehuda with a name Levi, how's he going to fool everybody? So the Gemara, Ihachi, Hainu de Kam Micha, Micha went parading and said, Ato Yadaiti, Ki Yetiv Hashem Li. Now I know the Avish will help me. Ki Hoyali Halevi Lekoyan, because I have a Levi, a guy from the tribe of Levi who's going to serve in my temple. So the Gemara, In? Yes, why not? Yisrame Le Gavad Dishme Levi. He found a person, the name of Levi, and that's what he's saying. He didn't mean. He meant, I found a genuine Yid who happened to help me. Not that he was necessarily from Shevet Levi, a guy by the name of Levi. He's saying, Hashem, I finally found someone who's prepared to help me out in my temple. Of Abayi Dezorah. Who? Micha. Yeah. Obviously, he didn't have too many takers in the beginning. So the Gemara... And Rashbam adds, since his name was Levi, it's almost like he's from Levi. Whatever that means. Ki'ilu have it, says Rashbam, says ki'ilu have it m'shevet Levi. Uloim lav Levi to m'shevet Yehuda. That part I don't understand. I mean, the part of Shad is, I have a Yid, the full first Yid, who will help me in Avodah Zarah. Anyway, Freddy Gemara, you totally misunderstand the whole Shad here, because the famous Gemara here, Yechi Levi Shema, you tell me his name was Levi, we know who this guy was. You know who this Levi was? He was Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson. Imagine? Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson, Moshe had two sons, Gershom and Eliezer.
His grandson, then he is a Levi.
Exactly, that's why he was a Levi. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson, but he was Gershom's son. Imagine, Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson was helping out in Avodah Zarah. You soon see why, but doesn't excuse it. Yenison Shemoi, Yenison was his name, Shemoi, it says, Yenison ben Gershom ben Menashe, Yenison the son of Gershom Menashe. The Rashbam says that the letter Nun of the word Menashe is a hooked letter. Not the normal letter nun. To tell you that the letter nun doesn't belong there. They were koinim. They served. He and his children. It was a whole family affair. They were serving there in the temple of Avodah Zarah for the Shevet Dan. Omalei, the Gemara says back, when the time made for Chibim and Ashu, he said to him, is this really... There's no Omalei. It's all part of the continuation. You think he was from the son of Menashe? Halei ben Moishehu. Gershom was Moishe Benu's son. The Chesivit says, "Bnei Boyish Gershom." That's a raya. You don't think there were any other Gershoms? Could have been other Gershoms as well. So the only way we know is not because it says Bnei Moshe Gershom, it's because the letter Nun, as Rashbam explains, and the word Menashe is hooked, as if to say it doesn't belong here. So if you take it away, what's left? Moshe. Ella mitoich she'oise ma'ase Menashe, because he behaved like Menashe ben Chizkiyo, who many years later lived, but didn't live yet. He lived hundreds of years later. Tolakos Menashe. So therefore, we're going to compare this Yenison's behavior to someone who lived a few hundred years later. The Osim Yehuda, Tolakos Yehuda. So here also. Why does it say from Mishpacha Yehuda? Not because he comes from Mishpacha's Levi or his mother was from Yisrael. But why does it say Mishpacha's Yehuda? Not because we follow the woman's side of Mishpacha. Because he behaved like Menashe came from the tribe of Yehuda. So where do you find that we use we compare in Tanakh to somebody who lived many years later? Not somebody who lived years earlier. Here we're comparing to Menashe who lived Ben Chizkiyah many generations later.
Not comparisons, but we have connections.
No, we have the Torah where the Torah calls a place a name based on a mitzvah that's going to happen later.
But you also have connections between people, but not necessarily calling them. Like you have the Yud from Sarai went to Yeshua, these kind of things.
But here we're calling them by a name after a person, Menashe, in the Tanakh, for an event that didn't happen yet.
Is there something
with Haman's name? I'm going to tell you Menashe. We had more a few days ago. Haman's mother, Haman's mother's name. Don't know. Says he more of it. Of Rabbi Yechon, the Meshulam, from Yechoy, mikan from Hebrew. Now, should toilin as a kakol of a mekulkul. If I want to demonstrate how something is bad, I look for something else is bad, and I compare the two. Rabbi Yechon, I'll give another example where you compare to something bad. But here you'll see it makes more sense. Vegam, who by Dovid HaMelech, had a number of sons who rebelled. Besides Avishalom, he also had a son Adoniyahu who also rebelled later on, after Avishalom. Vegam, who also he Adoniyahu.
Psychologist,
he was a complicated. complicated person.
Well,
which one of the mothers are you going to come blame for this one? But Gam, who also here, they know, Toiv Toimoid, he was very handsome. But Oysa Yolda Ach Avshalom, was born after Avshalom. Now, it sounds like, from the Pasuk, that the same mother who bore Avshalom bore Adonio later on. But we know it's not true. Adonio was Ben Chagis. Adonio's mother was called Chagis. And Avshalom was Ben Macha. Was the son of Macha. They weren't just brothers from the mother's side. Elamatoich Sha'osa Maisa Avshalom, because he behaved like Avshalom, the mother of the Malchus, who rebelled against the kingdom, Tolakos Avshalom. So we therefore relate him to Avshalom. But here it makes sense in the same generation. I don't understand the Gemara before where Yenis is compared to Menashe. I'm sure there's someone talked about it, I just haven't a chance to look. Omar Abulazar talking about this, that Abulazar says, now this is a very sad thing. You couldn't get a greater tzaddik than Moshe Rabbeinu. And then you had his brother Aaron. Aaron married into a very nice family, a warm family, a Yiddish family, and Behestes. And Moshe married into Yisra's family. And look at the net result. Amr Blazer, Le'elam Yidbek Adam Betavim. You should always look at the family when it comes to Shaduchim. Look at the family, because you want to know what kind of kids you're going to have. Shadi Moshe, Shanasa, Bas Yisra, Moshe, Rabbeinu married a family with no Yichiz, Yotze, many Yainis. He had a grandson who was working in Hasa Vajazara. Aaron, Shanasa, Bas Aminodov, and Aaron who married Nachshon's sister. Nachshon and Aminadab's sister is Yotze Mimad of Pinchas. He had a son called Pinchas, who was a fighter, and he's the one who defended, you know, the covenant of the Eibishter. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Pinchas lab and Yisra Yossi. Moshe Rabbeinu, you have kindness to Moshe because he married the daughter of Yisra. Who do you think Eliezer married? Elazar also married the daughter of Yisra. As it says in Feshah Pasik, where's the name of Pasik? Well, Ksivet says Elazar, but not in Lokal, he took from the daughters of Putia, Elisha. Who in the world is Putia? Never heard of him before. So we say, who's Putia? My love. We say, who is Putia? It was Mibnais Yisra. Shepitim Magolim, the Asim Yisra, Shepitim Magolim, Avodah Zarah. Yisra is referred to as Putia. Putia means fattening. He used to fatten calf for Avodah Zarah. So who did Elazar marry? The daughter of Yisra. That's how we're learning right now. The daughter of Yisrael. So he and Moshe Rabbeinu were brothers-in-law.
That's what Rashi brings up. Pinchas, they used to tease Pinchas ben Putiyato.
Yeah, yeah.
You think you're
by this story, they teased him the story. And we're like, no, the Asi Miyaisev, Putiel doesn't necessarily mean Shepitim Agolim Avodah Zarah. It can mean something else altogether. Shepitim Yitzra. He fought. He struggled against the Yitzhara when Bas Poitifera, Aches Poitifera, tried to seduce him and he ran away.
Poitifera
is the same Shedish. As Putiel. The Asi Miyaisev, he fought against the Yitzhara. So the murder, so no, there's two different taiches, so we're going to say that Al-Azhar HaKoyin married, he married Yaisa's daughter. So therefore, no problem. So the murder, what are you talking about? By the Shvatim, Mevazim, Yaisa, the murder said that the Shvatim were actually insulting him, and they were saying, what right did you have to go ahead and kill Zimri ben Solo, Yaimri, Yisim ben Putizer, Ben Shepitim Mavim, and the Chutzpah, his Zayde used to fatten up behemoths for the Avodah Zarah. Yarig Nossi Shevim Yisrael, he should kill the Nossi Shevim Chimon. You know, so he does come from Yisrael. So Zimri, you're right, he came from both. He came from both. Because Putiel has a Yud in it, so the Rishbam says Putiel means two. The two reasons why it's called Putiel. So therefore, because he's called, two reasons why it's called Putiel, or because it has a possible Mebnois Putiel. As you know, in plural. So he came from two Patils, from Yosef and from Yisri. El I Avud Imim Yosef, his mother's father was from Yosef, then Imad Imim Yisri. Then the Pinchas' mother's from Yisri. I Avud Imim Yisri, and for the way around, Imad Imim Yosef. They can now see me Bnois Patil. I have the word Bnois from the Yud Tartish Mamina. So how does that answer the question? So what he came from Yosef, but also came from Yisri. So Rishbam has a whole Arichas, and he says he was one generation further removed from Yisri. If the Elter Zayde is a Yisrael, it doesn't matter. If the Zayde is a Yisrael, you got problems.
Remembers that.
That's how the Rishbam learns. Look in Tesis, they're interesting. Tesis. El Iavod Imem Yasev, Imad Imem Yisrael, Tamim Kain, Heyach Pichat Ben Tavim, Tfemi Yenison. Tesis learns it literally. That the Uzzah's wife was a daughter of Yisrael. The Rambam says it's impossible. How can be a daughter of Yisrael and a daughter of Yisrael? You can only have one father. It must be a granddaughter of Yisrael and a granddaughter of Yisrael, which means that that Elazar already only married a granddaughter. And Pinchas is one generation, so Pinchas is one more generation removed from this Yenison. However, Taisa says, Hey, Pinchas ben Tevin Tvem Yenison, the email, the Pinchas me Yisrael Asya. They're both the same. Ki hechidim davu the Yenison me Yisrael Asya. Yeshleiman. Shum Shayenison hoya mitzad ha'ov. So your Aviv ben Bas Yisrael, Pinchas ben Tzad De'Eim. You know what Taisa says here? The father's side of the family, the Rashbam doesn't like this. Taisa says that the influence, the father's side of the family has far more influence than the mother's side of the family. So if the mother comes from a Bas Yisrael, it doesn't bother me. But the father, now Luchay ben Moshe is the same thing. So he's saying here, Yenison's father was Geshem. And Geshem was the grandson of Yisrael. Masha'en Cain, Pinchas' father was Elazar. His mother was a granddaughter. No, his mother's mother.
It's from the matriarch. That's
right. It's a pelding of thing. So if your mother's yichus does not have the same influence over you as your father's yichus. Yet in the minute from that, the Gemara will say, "Pulvakev." That's the only by the shevet. By shevet, that's it. Comes the Yiddish guy as the mother, but then you look at the next Gemara. It says clearly, it's the mother's side who has the influence. Look at what it says here: Omar Rava, Hanoisa Ish. If you marry a woman, the most important thing is to check her brothers, because you know your son will grow up like her brothers. So we see that the mother's side of the family is the one who has the influence over the kids. Taisa just said that's the father's side of the family. That's the main influence over the kids. You know how frum they are or not. And here, the Gemara really says it's the mother's side, which sounds more like the Rashbam. The Rashbam holds there's no difference in the influence between the mother's side and the father's side. He just learned, he said it was one generation further removed from Yisrael. Shenema, it says, Vayikach Aaron. Who did Aaron marry? It's Elisheva Bas Aminodav. Now, if we were to stop right there, Elisheva, we know already who Aminodav is, because we know Nachshon ben Aminodav. So we know that. And Nachshon ben Aminodav was the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. So we know that Elisheva was his brother. Why did Taylor spell out Achois Nachshon? Me mashma shenema bas aminodav. Ain't the idea she Achois Nachshon? Do I know his sister? Ma tam would leimen Achois Nachshon. Me can from here on out she hanoisei isha tzorich she yivdog ba'acher. If you marry a woman, you got to check out the brothers. You got to check out the brothers. And this is what it says in the Mefarshim, why Rav Chisda said, we had in the beginning with Basra, that bas tchila simen yafu labanim. What does it mean, baskel? What is he trying
to do?
Because the girl, the oldest daughter, she has a vested interest in making sure that her brothers are mentioned, because when she goes out in a few years for Shaduchim, they're going to arrive and check out how your brothers are, they behaving, are they frum, are they tamid chamim. So therefore, these kids will have two mothers. They have their natural mother, plus an older sister will boss them around. And make sure, go to your shiurim, do your homework, and all that. That's when you baskel is simen yof leban, you'll have good kids. Yeah. Right, Tony, we learned Roiv Bunny, most sons, so most sons are similar to the mother's brothers. Says the Gemara, talking about this story here, the Yasuru, it says in the Pasuk there, with this Pasal Micha, when he came there, when this Yehanesen Ben Levi, or Yehanesen, you know, Ben Geshem, came there, it says there, the Yasuru. He turned there to the house of Avodah Zarah, and they said to him, the people of Dan said to him, they said to him, the Shevet of Dan all came to this guy. He said to him, Mi hevi ach alem, who brought you here? Number one. Uma ata oise bezeh, what are you doing with this? Number two. Uma lecha poi, what are you doing here? What are these three questions? It seems to be repetitive. Omrullah, they were shocked. When they saw him in the base of it, they were shocked. Lav me Moshe Kossis, Yiducha anein kol Moshe Rabbeinu. Unze Rebbe, what are you doing here in the house of Avodah Zarah? The Chesib, it says, where did he reference to Moshe? It said, by Moshe, the Avodah Zarah told Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh. Al-Tekrav, Haloim, don't come close to take your shoes away. It's the same word, Haloim. When it said, Mi'evacha, Mi'evacha, Haloim, they were hinting, you are an enikol, the person that Yibisha said halayim to first. What are you doing here? Number one. La me'mayisha ka'asiz. Didn't you come from Moshe Chzibbe? Ma'azeb yot Chzibbe. It says, so first thing they said, Anji Moshe says hatik halayim. The next he said to him, by Moshe, the Yibisha said to Moshe, what's this in your hand? So they said to him also, ma'azeb, they said to him, ma'at o'isa bazeh. The same expression, Eibush is a Moshe. Uma zebiyotcha. And third thing is, Labim Moshe your name from Moshe Chsibe va'ata poi amoydi modesh. As they stand here with me, so what? I said poi. What? How can the same poi be over here? Tasa koyim lavoydi zora. Amalem. Now look what happened. This is his mistake. He said to them, "Kach mekubalni mepes abi abba." This is what I heard once my Zayi to say. So this is from a vort from Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, we don't have vort from Moshe Rabbeinu, other than the whole Torah. But a little vertel, he said, and this, we actually had the Gemara in Arvip Sachin, where the Gemara doesn't quote Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara should have said the name Moshe Rabbeinu. La'olam yaskid adam atzmoy, but you see why we don't quote it. Over there, the Gemara changed it a little bit, because look how dangerous it is. La'olam yaskid adam atzmoy dezari, you should take on any job, no matter how debased it is, how undignified it is, even to work for a church. Ba'al yitztar l'chobri is non-goshnor. And he mistook it. Who saw the Avodah Zarah? That my Zayda said, even if you have to work for Avodah Zarah, do it, get a job. Oh, so what he meant was the lohi. El Avodah Zarah, Avodah Shazarah lohi. It doesn't mean literally Avodah Zarah. It means, you're the Chatam Chachan, Rav Shvam is Chatam Chachan. It's a pasminish. I'm from this distinguished family. It's a pasminish that I should be somebody who, yeah, or a cleaner or something. Doesn't matter. Better be a cleaner and get earn an honest dollar than to be out there snorting.
Cleaner, yeah. But cleaning is hard.
No, he misunderstood. He misunderstood his Zayda.
Some kind of job which is strange for you. It's Zohar. It's fremd to you.
Kidambele Rav Kahana. This is what Rav said Rav Kahana. The Toish Nevei Lasa B'Shuka. In there the Gemara says Pshayt Nevei Lasa B'Shuka. But the same idea. You should stand there, and your job should be to strip the hide off an animal, which smells and it's filthy. You have to put your hand inside the guts and everything. The shokilagra, and get paid a salary. Don't walk around saying, "Oh, chatam chacha v'zila ben milsa and sashanda for me to go do this." So, in other words, because of his mistake, he went to work. Not that he's a oivel avodah zarah. He misunderstood Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the Gemara never quotes him. That's why the Gemara says the other one of Kanas. Even though we have another halacha that says the Talmud Chacham is not allowed to work in public because it's bizayin hatayda, which you have to work out how you reconcile these two gemaras. That's why everybody sits in koil and learns now whole life, because. But they don't ever quote it again. Kivan shitin. Okay. True. Now this fellow here, Yenison, lived a very long life. He was only Moshe Rabbeinu's enkel. The way we learn Parshas Shad is Mamash's direct enkel. So he, the Shaitin was quite a few generations. He was the treasurer of David HaMelech. So how many years would he have lived? Hundreds of years. Kivan Shira David, since David saw Shemam, no, it's four generations later. Kivan Shira David Shemam and Chaviv Labi Yaisi. So the guy understood money. He understood the value of money, that he was prepared to work in Avodah Zarah. So every dollar is vertepis. Minaya la Oitzis. He made him a treasure. Many years ago, people from England used to go to the Rebbe for Yud of Kislev. So my uncle used to make a lot of these people. They stay in our house. So there's one particular person named Perrin, a very chashva family. Stay in my house all the time. So he, Tavshin Lamed. Anyway, so Yud of Kislev was there. He went to Yechidus, and the Rebbe told him, "I want you to get involved with Beis Rivka in New York and fix up their accounts." Tavshin Lamed. So, he said, yeah. When he came back to Yitzrat, after Yechida, he came to the house. I asked him, what happened? He went to Yechida twice again. He told the Rebbe, "I quit." So, why? So, I went into, he's like a forensic, I guess he's a forensic accountant or something, or he understands. So, I went and opened the books, went to Finster for the Egan, and they don't want to give me all the books. They don't let me do anything, and I've never met, he tells the Rebbe, he's a real, you know, aristocratic human. "I've never met such a stingy person like your Rabbi Chadukov. So I can't work with him. I need money to fix this up. He doesn't want to give me any money. Anything. I can't do anything. I can't move. I quit." So the Rebbe told him, and this is the Gemara right here. The Rebbe said, it says that Dovid HaMelech, who is Dovid HaMelech Shol Chai V'Kayim, decided that his treasure should be someone who evaluates and appreciates every penny. Is there anything more? When Dovid HaMelech heard that Yenison gave up his yid, what he thought, "That's my man. Somebody frugal, and every cent has value. The money should have value. Money has no value. Then, you know, you spend like, you know, like there's no tomorrow." Kivan Shira David Shemaman Chaviv Olav B'Yaisir. What Dovid HaMelech saw, that this Gershon, was a person who understood money, appreciated money. Me, no, sorry, I mean Yenison. Then me know Allah Oitzes. He appointed him as treasurer. Shenema, where do you see that? You can tell the pasuk Ushvuel. Suddenly he changed his name from Yenison to Shvuel. Ben Gershon ben Menashe, and says again ben Menashe. So and it says actually pasuk ben Moshe. Nogid Aloy Tzadas, he was a treasurer. I v'chi Shvuel Shmoy v'alay Yenison Shmoy. If we're talking about the same person, Ben Gershon, why are you suddenly calling him Shvuel? What Shvuel? Two words. And because he did tshuva, therefore, yeah, therefore he came back. Now there's an interesting Rosh Bam, there's no time now, maybe tomorrow we'll learn the Rosh Bam over here. That he came back, what tshuva, then he went back again in his old ways.
We're in credit. We're in credit.